Sounds like I'm in a sequel trilogy. Better brush up on the history of the franchise.
I like the next portal jump where it's Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker now Hayden Christensenized, and they're right in this like weird outdoor elevator, like it's Last Action Hero. And I was like, yes, where was we needed this? We needed this in those prequels.
Wasn't there an elevator scene where it's like, oh, I'm really excited to see your master's gun?
I guess it was so thrilling, I forgot. And I thought it was rewatched those movies.
I thought the elevator scene was them. Aren't they on like a Star Destroyer or something? Isn't it the part where R2 like pisses oil all over those people? I thought that was an elevator.
Sure. I don't know. But I do like that Obi-Wan Kenobi multiple times in this says hello there. That it's become kind of a meme from Attack of the Clones.
Oh, okay.
He says it to Grievous.
The head pop up. Hello there.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, yeah, this weird outdoor elevator. I was like, are they at a Star Wars mall? Like, where is this? But yeah, and then there's a weird thing where like you realize at this point, like she can, or I guess she has been, right? She can interact with these things. So like they see her hanging from the ceiling in this elevator and they're like, what the fuck? And then it's just kind of like, bye. And she goes through a portal again. And this is the weirdest one, man. She blasts right into Luke's X-Wing while he's doing like the final run of Star Wars 77 here.
How the fuck? Oh, Jesus!
Yeah, dude, Luke Skywalker would have had a fucking Porkin's death if this actually
exactly
happened.
And then she would have died too. I mean, whatever she's doing, even if everyone survives it and we see the ending we see in this, the universe is forever changed.
Master Obi-Wan, what I wished for came true. A girl.
There was a real girl and she sat on my lap. It happened and I came.
How about that? That's something. We talk about Liam Neeson walking around with pissy pants. How about cum pants?
Oh, man, cum pants.
I don't think that bleeds through there, Eric.
It depends on the fabric, really.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. If it's taken, sure.
If there's enough moisture, and it could maybe show a dot or two, perhaps, right?
And also the force of the stream also matters quite a bit.
You know what?
Oh my God.
We got to do like a Mythbusters show. Us, you know, you know, like
Eric, yeah? I'll call my guy. I'll get you some answers.
Okay, good.
So what time are we going to call, Chris? I just got stuff to do later.
I understand.
Just let me know when you're going to call me.
I'm just going to text you, okay?
Okay, all right, cool.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed. You could put it to any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.